Good answer. Good answer. But there are, I'm sure there, of course, there are a lot of great cities and atmospheres in the Southern Conference. My last question involving an on-air situation, this is just a random funny question I wanted to point out. Darren, I remember, I think it was this past year at the Southern Conference tournament, what was it like at basketball tournament, this is, to see you immortalized in a virtual, I don't even know if you term a fat head or not, but your head basically used by Western Carolina students.
The funniest part about that was I didn't see it at first. And the guys in the truck spot, and obviously they did it, the guys working the cameras and we break through, spending all week there, both the women's and the men's game. And at some point, before I saw it live, before I even noticed that they were holding those signs up for free throws, one of the guys in the truck said to me, "Hey, you know, be sure you're paying attention to this rejoin." So we were coming back from break, and there's my head, and that's when I realized it. And it's flattering. It was more humorous than anything, just to see that they made one for Dean Keener as well, who's the analyst for that game. And as great as that was, the game itself was amazing. That's the game that turned out to be the overtime game, the double overtime game, in fact, between Western Carolina and Wofford. The first half was spent kind of laughing at the fact that, you know, who would possibly take the time to blow up my head and put it on this big cutout, you know, fat head. You know, why would you ever possibly do that? And honestly, it distracted me a little bit from the first half, because that's what I was thinking about, that these kids have way too much time on their hands, and it was funny. And the first half wasn't very smooth in terms of basketball, so it allowed my brain to wander a little bit. And then the second half became incredible. That's when Fletcher McGee caught fire at the end of the first half and in overtime, and his freshman was hitting threes that nobody has any business hitting. If you're not named, you know, Klay Thompson or Steph Curry, I guess Draymond Green after what he did last night. And that then what stands out to me about that game, but it was pretty funny. It was all the mastermind, as I found out later, Daniel Hooker, who's the lead in the sports information department at Western Carolina. And the student section always sends him a list of who they're going to make and the funny different signs that are supposed to be distractions. And Hooker got that list and then sent the student back, "Hey, you also need to make one for Darren and Dean." So they did. So that's how it all came about. But it was pretty funny. I don't know many people who have had a fat head made for them.
That's pretty funny. And you're right, I was at that game. That was a fun game. Those Western Carolina fans are a very passionate bunch, having attended several Southern Conference events. But that took it to a whole another level. I sat there, happened to notice it myself. I was like, oh my goodness, they have taken this to a whole nother level. All right, let's step away from the mic now, Darren. When you're not broadcast, obviously broadcasting takes up a lot of your time, but when you're not broadcasting, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to play golf. That's for sure. And I think, like a lot of people who enjoy playing golf, you can never play enough. And regardless of how much or how little I get out there, I'm always wishing I could get out a little bit more. This summer, I'm basically every day taking my 3-year-old daughter to the pool to teach her how to swim. And that's been that part of my day every day for the past month. She loves it. She's a natural swimmer. She's fearless. So she's coming along pretty well. So my goal is by the end of the summer to have her swimming. And, you know, I don't know how it is for other parents, but doing what I do and having the time off now in the summers, we're very lucky in this profession to have some time off, to be at home, to be with the family. As much time as we're on the road, when we're busy, it's a very nice perk to the job to be able to be home and spend time. And I'm telling you, the best part of my day every day is taking her to the pool for, you know, an hour, hour and a half every morning to see her how to swim. So ask me next year, I don't know what the answer will be, but I would expect for this summer, that's going to be what I enjoy most.
That's great. That's great that you're doing that. So how would you best describe your golf game, Darren?
It's good when it's good. It's streaky. How about that? It's When I'm playing a lot, I'm about a 10 or 12 when I'm playing a lot. When I'm not, you know, I'll push into the upper 80s, but you know, you'll have your stretches where you figure out, oh, yeah, I can play this game. You know, sure, you know, there's no reason why I can't go out there tomorrow and break 80 because I just played three holes, you know, in one under, so of course I can go out and hit. As soon as that thought creeps into your head, you know, you dunk one into the water, and then you flub the chip coming up, and you triple the hole, and there it goes. And then you realize that you need to be out there more often and practice more. But it's fun. You know, I live down in Charleston, so there are a lot of good courses to play, and even the bad courses aren't that. They're fun. Again, fortunate to do what I do and live where I live, it gives me a lot of different opportunities.
Last golf question. Do you have a favorite course?
Wow. Do I have a favorite course? But if you ask me, in this area, the out of Wild Games, they have two courses out there. One's the Harbor Course and one is the Links. Those are both great. I love those two. I don't count. I mean, there's some beautiful courses out of Kiowa, but that's, if people consider Kiowa Charleston, it's not. It's 45 minutes away. It's almost an hour from my house. So I'm very rarely out of Kiowa. But the two courses out of Wild Dunes I love. And if I just want to get out there and mess around, the course out of Patriots Point is a ton of fun. And the closing stretch, you know, 14 through 18 is actually just challenging. I mean, you can easily get through the first 13 holes right about par if you're my level of golfer. I mean, you can miss that ball anywhere for the first few holes and still make par. Then coming down the stretch, about 14 through 18, those are really nice holes right up against the harbor. 17 is an island green that I may have hit, I don't know, twice in 10 years. You just never know what the wind's doing. You never know what to hit. I